Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says parents have to take responsibility for their children so they don't cause mayhem downtown like they did on Saturday night. Latest incident left one teen shot, a CTA bus driver beaten. The latest from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The CTA bus driver had gotten out of his bus in the 100 block of North Michigan Avenue after hearing a loud sound. He wanted to make sure the bus was okay. A teenage boy and girl allegedly caused bruises to the bus driver's face and body. The boy was arrested and charged. A 15-year-old boy was also shot in the arm after bumping into another male walking in the opposite direction. Mayor Lightfoot says young troublemakers have no business being downtown.
I want our young people from all over the city to be able to come downtown, enjoy themselves, have fun. It's a fantastic city. It's their city. But they've got to do it in a way that is responsible and respectful of the rights of others. And if they aren't, we're going to hold them accountable.
In all, police say 21 young people were arrested in the downtown area Saturday night. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The city of Chicago recorded 1,300 new COVID cases 1 week ago. That's the highest number in almost a year. Alderman Roderick Sawyer is chair of the Chicago City Council Health Committee. He had a message for people who still have doubts about the vaccine.
Talk to people. Talk to someone that you trust, someone that you know, and have a good conversation about why it's important to have this vaccination, because we can beat this virus. But it's a collective effort. All of us have to be involved. All of us have to stay strong.
City's announced it's expanding an at-home vaccination program to 7 days a week because demand is so high. The Hammond Law Office of an attorney who was murdered last summer was destroyed by fire yesterday. Firefighters were sent to the offices of attorney William Enslin on Rimbach Street, found heavy smoke and flames, building a total loss. The 75-year-old Enslin was found dead in his Hobart home in June, a 38-year-old Hammond man charged with his murder. Because of the COVID transmission rate at Oak Park River Forest High School, sports and after-school activities have been canceled. As WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports, that is a possibility. They will return, though, very quickly.
OPRF Superintendent Greg Johnson says students have it within their power to have sports and after-school activities resume as early as tomorrow. But what they have to do today is show by their actions they're taking COVID prevention more seriously. The Oak Park Public Health Department says the transmission rate of COVID in the school is four times higher than the rest of the village. So today, KN95 or surgical masks must be worn by everyone in the building. Students have to be more spread out at lunchtime and clean up after themselves, and more students must voluntarily submit to saliva testing. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, a new mask policy takes effect today at a school district in Northwest Indiana.
The Crown Point Community Corporation District Board voted last month to institute a mask optional policy for its 9,800 students and staff. In a letter to parents, district officials said the mask optional policy reflected their numbers that said there was little COVID transmission in schools. But they said the mask mandate would be reinstated if 2% of a school's population was infected. Some parents tell CBS2 that it's not a good idea to lift the mask mandate ahead of the holidays. The positivity rate in Lake County, Indiana is 11.9% and rising. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Following a three-day break, the Jussie Smollett trial resumes this morning.
The biggest question yet to be answered is whether the former Empire actor will take the stand in his own defense. Of course, he is not required to, but some legal observers suggest he might have to. This after the two top prosecution witnesses have had their say with jurors. The two brothers have testified that Smollett cooked up the whole idea for them to beat him up and make it look like a hate crime, and even rehearsed with him on how to do it. Risky as it may be, Smollett's taking the stand might give the jury a chance to see the case from the actor's perspective instead of simply relying on the prosecutor's narrative. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
After COVID forced the cancellation of the Toys for Tots parade last year, thousands of well-intentioned motorcycle riders returned to Western Avenue in Chicago for the event yesterday morning.
A few motorcycles behind Santa at the front of the parade was Henry, dressed as an elf, but wearing a garbage bag underneath to protect him from the rain.
Cold and wet. But still doing it for a great cause. Really good. You know, everybody shows. Actually, the turnout we got with the weather, it's good to see people turning out for the kids. It is.
Walter Podgurski rode from Midlothian to the start of the parade at Dan Ryan Woods to make his donation.
It's a good feeling when you get there and you drop off those toys, or even if you just make it here, depending on where you ride from.
While well below peak numbers seen in other years, organizers estimate between 5,000 and 6,000 bikers rode up Western Avenue in the 44th annual event. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago White Sox legend Manny Minoso is a Hall of Famer, one of four players selected for induction by the Golden Days era committee yesterday. Former Sox pitcher Jim Cott, also elected to Cooperstown, along with Dodger icon Gil Hodges and Minnesota Twin star Tony Oliva. Dick Allen, who won an MVP award with the White Sox in 1972, fell one vote short. Major drugstore chain showing its support for great apes.
CVS announced a ban on the selling of greeting cards featuring unnatural images of great apes, a move supported by the Lincoln Park Zoo. Researchers at the zoo say people who see inaccurate portrayals of chimpanzees, such as depictions on greeting cards, are less likely to think about the threats this endangered species faces in the wild. Zoo officials say these inaccurate portrayals also undermine conservation programs, leading the public to believe that chimpanzees are not endangered due to their prevalence in media. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.